Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us. 2 hours of open forum with two of the best today. Second hour, Tim Staples will be here. First hour, Jimmy Akin. And your calls, welcome. 888-318-7884. Open forum means open to anyone and on just about any topic. 888-318-7884. I'm not going to give out that number too much, though, because there's another number we have to say because throughout the hour, because today is the last day of our summer pledge drive. The way we fund this program and the way we're able to give it away free to anybody who wants to broadcast it anywhere around the world is each quarter we come to you and ask you to help us with that funding. And this is the last, these are the last 2 hours we will have to do that this summer. That number to call is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. So I'll tell you what, if you've got a question for Jimmy, then the number to call is the usual number, 888-318-7884. Jot it down if you're going to call later, because as I said, I'm not going to say it very much. Jimmy Akin is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Hello, Jimmy Akin.
Hello, Cy Kellett.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My Cy Kellett impression.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And the number to call is 888-291-8000.
Wait, I thought I was doing pretty good.
You've been doing better lately.
I'm trying to internalize that because especially on the last day, Jimmy, I get a little too amped. And so I just got to cool out and say the number slowly, 888-291-8000. This hour, we have a $20,000 match again for this hour. So any pledge in any amount up to $20,000 is matched. And then we still have that second match, which is for any new monthly donors. So perfect time to pick up the phone and call, because usually early in the show, the lines are open and there are 11 lines open right now. 888-291-8000.
And it's especially important that we hear from people today. You don't want to get too relaxed there, Cy, because this is the last day of the drive. And that means we're only going to be talking about the current fundraising drive for the next 2 hours. You know, we really try to minimize it. We only do a drive once every 3 months, you know, four times a year, quarterly. And we only talk about it on air for 6 hours. And we don't even talk about it for a full 6 hours, because we're also answering questions in those shows. So we're not gonna have much more to talk about it, but we really need to hear from people. Our overall goal for this drive is $220,000, and we're not close. So this drive has been slower than usual. It's a summer drive. That may have something to do with it. But if you're listening, it's really important that we hear from you and that we hear from you today. So the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, that's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. And you can do that whether it's from your phone or your iPad or your desktop or your laptop or whatever kind of top you've got that hooks up to the internet. Just go there. It's, you know, it's very safe and easy. You'll be done in a minute. And you can help Catholic Answers Live be funded and stay on the air, because we do need to hear from people. We do depend on you for being able to do that and all the other work of Catholic Answers. Now, to give you an incentive to help us out at this particular time, we want to let you know that we have a matching challenge of $20,000 for this hour. So we've made $500 this hour, so we have $19,500 and technically $1 left to go in order to meet that match. So we really need to hear from you in this hour if we're going to meet that match, in which case your money is effectively doubled. If we meet the match, if you give us $20,000, we have a very generous donor who will supply another $20,000, and that'll become $40,000 for us. And it's very important we make that match, so we do need to hear from you. We also have some additional incentives. We have some very special thank you gifts that we'd like to give you. Cy, can you tell us about those?
I'd be happy to, Jimmy. 888-291-8000. If you can come in at the $10 a month level, again, that will be matched twice. But we'll be able to give you the premium Halo app, a very popular Catholic app, for a full year. Yeah, you get the Catholic Answers Society 315 t-shirt and card magnet and a coupon code for the Catholic Answers shop. And you're a member of Society 315, which means all throughout the year you'll get special content right in your inbox, invitations to special events, all of that kind of thing. That's at the $10 a month level. We've really stacked it with stuff because we'd love it if you would, especially if you've not been a donor before to Catholic Answers, that you would come in at an introductory level and join the family. And you can do that by just picking up the phone and calling 888-291-8000. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, then in addition to all of that will be part of what we'll be able to give you. But we'll also send you Joe Heschmeyer's newest book, The Eucharist is Really Jesus, and the new edition, the post-Roe edition of Persuasive Pro-Life from Trent Horn. Both of those yours, in addition to all the other stuff, at the $20 a month level, and your pledge is matched twice. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, maybe you could do a larger gift. Maybe you could do $45 or $50 or maybe even $100 a month. At the $45 a month level, all that I just mentioned we'll send you. We'll give you five copies of Why We're Pro-Life, the pro-life booklet we've got out, and Defending the Saints, the new online course from Carla Broussard at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, a free online course at the School of Apologetics at the $45 a month level. There is one other level I want to mention, and that's the $84 a month level. If you could come in at that level, again, tripled, your money is tripled, but at the $84 a month level, you're a member of our President's Club, which entitles you to everything we publish in a year. You just have to request it and we'll send it to you. And there's other benefits that they can tell you about on the phone at 888-291-8000. I feel ready to go to the phones, Jimmy. You want to answer a question or two?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go to Colin in Canada, who's listening on Catholic.com. That's our website, Catholic.com. Would you push line one for me, please? Mine's off for some reason. Colin, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Well, we're happy you're here, Colin.
So, thank you. So at one point in the movie The Princess Bride, Inigo Montoya asks his deceased father to guide his sword to find the pit of despair where Wesley is being held.
He does. It seems inconceivable.
I don't know if you know what that word means. Sorry, Colin. You walked right into that, though.
Yeah. Outwardly, it seems like that could be possibly interpreted as a prayer for the intercession of his father, something similar to, like, asking St. Anthony to finding lost things. So apart from Inigo's desire for vengeance, could that possibly be something licit, or would it be unambiguously be divination and not acceptable if Inigo was Catholic?
Oh, well, it's not divination. Divination is the use of illicit means to try to determine the future. And there are licit means to determine the future, but divination is the use of illicit or unlawful means to try to determine the future. So this would not be divination. It would simply be a request for guidance, intercession, things like that. And there would be two conceivable issues that that one could cite as possible reasons why it would not be appropriate. One of them that you've mentioned and set aside is the issue of vengeance. However, if we put vengeance back on the table for a moment, there are situations in which it's legitimate to pursue justice and hold people accountable for things they've done. If for no other reason, if they harmed you, they may harm someone else, and they may need to be stopped. They may be a dangerous individual. So it wouldn't be wrong, let's say, of a soldier in wartime or a police officer who is trying to take down a dangerous criminal to say, please guide my aim. And in the situation that Inigo is in The Princess Bride, he's justified in seeking vengeance. And so he's kind of functioning as a vigilante. Since he can't get justice from the regular justice system. And since he's up against a dangerous individual who killed his father and is harming other people, it wouldn't be inappropriate for him to pray for guidance in his aim. Now, the other ground that you may have in mind is about would it be appropriate or not, is the fact that his father is not a canonized saint. But that's also not an ultimate barrier to him being able to ask his deceased father for his intercession, because the church, while the church has requirements for public prayer to saints, meaning prayer in a church under the auspices of a church or as part of church services, these are official church functions. You're only supposed to ask for the intercession of canonized saints or blesseds. And assuming his father is not a canonized saint or a blessed, he couldn't ask for his father's intercession as part of an official church function, whether it occurs inside of a church building or not. But what he can do is ask as a private individual, as part of private prayer. We're not expected to sever all contact with our loved ones when they die. We can ask them to pray for us. We can talk to them. This is a human impulse. It's so human that after my maternal grandfather died, I saw my maternal grandmother talking to him, and it's just a natural human impulse. And she didn't have the theology to support that. She was a member of the Church of Christ, which is a kind of fundamentalist Protestant church. She was not into praying to the saints or anything like that, but it was just so natural for her to talk to her husband of decades after his passing that she did so anyway, even though she didn't have a theological rationale for that. Well, as Catholics, we do have a theological rationale for that. And so, like when my wife died, I continued to talk to her and ask for her to pray for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just since my wife is not canonized, I couldn't do so as part of an official church function. So there wouldn't be a problem with Inigo or anybody else asking a deceased loved one to pray for them.
And thank you very, very much for the call and for the reminder of Princess Bride. We are in the last 2 hours now of our summer pledge drive. We're a long way from being fully funded.
But we're having fun storming the castle.
But that's right. We are having fun. Maybe we're only mostly dead. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. Just want to let you know where we are. We've got 16 of our colleagues waiting on the phone lines and 8 calls on the line right now. So lines open. So if you want to come in at that $10 or $20 or $45 level we were mentioning before, maybe you could do a larger one-time gift to help us this time get to our goal of $220,000. Wherever you are, whatever level, there are lines open for you. 888-291-8000. You can also go, and the exact same matches apply if you go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text the word Catholic to 24365.
And we currently have 7 lines open for you right now. So there are 7 of our colleagues who are just sitting at their desks waiting to talk to you. You'll get through immediately. There won't be any long wait time. You're not going to be on hold or anything like that for more than a few seconds. And you can make your donation online. And we have been having some good response this hour. I always believe that it's a key principle of fundraising to just be honest and direct with the donors and let them know where you're at. So far, we have basically in this hour, which is to say in the last 15 minutes, we have gotten donations that add up to about $9,000, which gets us 45% of the way to our $20,000 goal. So we're almost halfway there. That's really good, not only for the match that we need to make this hour, it's also really good for progress towards our overall goal. If we can keep up a rate like that, we'll get a lot closer to our goal than we would otherwise. And so there is a big difference between being all dead and being mostly dead. We need to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
They'd love to talk with you. If you want to share your story, we love hearing the stories of folks. Maybe Catholic Answers has meant something to you or a loved one. Or if you want to get done quickly, you can just tell them, I need to get this done quickly. They'll get you done in about 90 seconds. 888-291-8000. If you'll keep calling, there are, again, 9 lines open right now. If you'll keep calling, that allows us to get more answers from Jimmy, more questions to Jimmy, and answers to air. So 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to Lucas in North Carolina watching on YouTube. Lucas, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Absolutely. I have a question on the particulars of apostolic succession. I understand where it's attested to in the Bible with the apostles appointing others. What I don't have an answer on is, just as divine revelation ended in the first century with the last apostolic man, how do we know the charisms, infallibility, and powers given to the apostles didn't end in the first century as well?
Okay. Basically, we know this via tradition. And tradition is something that, because there's no explicit statement or implicit statement for that matter, that says that when the last apostle dies, that public or apostolic man might be a better description, but that when the last one dies, that there's not going to be any more public revelation. This is something we know by tradition. And tradition is something that takes a while to be fully understood. There are insights that people will have a sense of things, but they won't be able to articulate it clearly. So if you went to someone in, say, the second century and said, has public revelation ended and apostolic succession continued, they would blink and ask you what you meant, because the terms public revelation and the term apostolic succession were not part of their theological vocabulary anymore. But if you didn't use the technical terms that we use today and said something a little more informal, like, do we have to obey the bishops the way we obeyed the apostles when they were alive? They would say, yes, we do. We do have to obey the bishops. And there are even passages in the New Testament and in the early church fathers that stress that, you know, when the apostles passed from the scene, the bishops assumed the highest level of leadership in the church, and therefore we need to obey them. And there are various ways you could argue for that, in addition to explicit passages, but there are explicit passages that say that. On the other hand, if you said to them, are the writings of any modern bishop as important as the writings of the New Testament or the Old Testament scriptures, they would, at least many Christians would say, no, I don't think so. They're not as important. They're still important, but they're not as important. And so the question would then be, you know, well, what's the difference, and why are they not being important? Why are they not as important? And it would take a while, in fact, centuries, for the church to develop a language to articulate exactly why. You know, today we would say they're not divinely inspired, they're not part of public revelation, and so forth. And so today we have a vocabulary that lets us articulate the difference more precisely. But even in the second century, there would have been a recognition that not every document that gets written, even by a Christian bishop, is going to be as important as a document of the New Testament. And so even though it took a while for Christian thinkers to be able to articulate these concepts as precisely as we can articulate them today, the fundamental insights that, okay, things aren't, documents being written today aren't as important as the New Testament, okay, that's another way of saying, it's a more general way of saying that that public revelation is closed. But we do have to obey the bishops, and they do have teaching authority, for example, and we have to believe their teachings. That both of those insights were already part of the tradition that was handed on to the church, even if it took a while for the process of doctrinal development to be able to enable us to articulate them in the more precise modern way. But they're just building on things that were already in the tradition.
And again, I'll leave that there and say thank you very, very much. Appreciate the call because between calls, we got to take a little bit of time to remind people that we are now in the last hours of our summer pledge drive. Each quarter, we come to you and ask you to fund what we do here at Catholic Answers. It doesn't take a huge amount of money, certainly by media standards. It takes about $220,000 a quarter to pay for all the media that we produce here. But it does take money, and we do need your help in order to do it. So if you are ready now, perfect time to call. 12 lines open, 888-291-8000.
And I want to say a special thank you to everybody who's been helping out in helping us get to our goals for this hour, including Dismas from Colorado, who made a special donation. It's a recurring monthly donation of just over $100 a month. So that means it's just over $1,200 in the course of a year, which entitles him to become a member of our President's Club. And you got all the benefits of being in the President's Club. So thank you so much for that. Also, John in Alaska gave a one-time donation of about $2,600. Thank you so much. You'll also be in the President's Club. That also helps us get considerably farther toward our goals. And Terry from Georgia gave a one-time donation of $1,000. So Terry, welcome to the President's Club. And thank you so much for your support in helping us make progress towards the goals that we need to achieve both this hour and in this drive.
We're coming up on a break soon, so you can get ready to make your phone call. But if you need to get through the call quickly, you're driving, you want to pull over to the side of the road, there's 11 folks on the line right now ready to take your call. Perfect time to get that call in. And every call now, I'll be honest with you, I mean, people procrastinate. And so towards the end of the hour and then towards the end of the program today, the lines may become quite busy. Your call now opens up a line for someone else later, 888-291-8000. Or you can do it on your own, just on your phone. As Jimmy said, it'll be optimized for whatever device you're using, your phone, your laptop, whatever, at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's a very quick little interface. You can enter your information and be done in under 2 minutes. 888-291-8000 if you want to call or if you want to enter the information yourself, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have crossed the $100,000 mark, but that still leaves us a long way to go in this pledge drive, but with your help, we'll get there. We've still got lots of match money to use up this hour, so take advantage of that. Any one-time gift, any gift in any amount, is going to be matched up till we've used up that $20,000. And
assuming we get to the $20,000.
Exactly right. And then any new monthly pledge, whether you're adding on to a pledge that you have going or you're starting a new monthly pledge, it's going to be matched again, 888-291-8000. I want to thank Marianne in Kansas. She's already a monthly donor. She heard we're in need and gave us another one-time donation just a few minutes ago. Marianne, thank you very, very much. We appreciate that it means enough to you that you're willing to do that. We believe that there's value here, a great deal of value. We're taking care of the money. We're putting it into the studios and to the personnel who make these programs available. But we also believe it's valuable because the world needs it. I mean, there's conversations that you have with Jimmy Akin weekly here that you're just not going to hear anywhere else. Where are people going to be talking about even some of the things we just covered? But think of the pro-life conversations. Think of the conversations about sacraments, the conversations about the person of Jesus that the world needs to hear, the conversations about the life of the church today available to people. These are things that we need to have out there in the public square, and you make them possible when you call 888-291-8000.
And a gold star for Cy for saying it slow.
Thank you. Thanks very, very much. I tried to think of a Princess Bride comeback, but I came up with nothing. So sorry about that. But
you need to watch the movie again then.
I got to pick up some more references. Hey, you know what? Folks are responding. Jimmy is exactly correct in that. So I want to encourage you again. If you have not given before, let me just tell you a number. The number is 393. We've been at this 2.5 days now. And 393 people have picked up the phone or gone online and given. When you think of the tens of thousands of people, the hundreds of thousands of people, over the course of years, millions of people who benefit from this programming, and it's currently being supported in this pledge drive by 393 people. I share that number mostly to encourage you that your call makes a difference. Your call makes a big difference. You're part of a quite select group who's willing to pick up the phone and call. Would you do that now? 888-291-8000.
And we're about to go to a break. And so that means we won't be answering any more questions for just the next few minutes. And that makes it the perfect time for you to call because you're not going to miss anything. And we've got a bunch of our colleagues on the phone right now. There are seven who I can see are free. So seven people just waiting to take your call right now. Let's see if we can fill them all up and keep it busy for the next few minutes.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need your help. Perfect time to do it. Right back with more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin right after this.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. A little bit of groovy music for you on a Thursday afternoon. Jimmy Akin here, Open Forum. I always like when all those things come together. And when you're here, and we appreciate that you're here, we're also really grateful because folks are stepping up this hour. It has no reason to deny it. It's been a tough pledge drive the last couple of days, and lots of folks stepping up this hour to get us much closer to reaching our goal. We got 90 minutes left, and we're now past 50% of the way to being fully funded. So now certainly that means a lot of work to do in the next 90 minutes, but it's very nice to see to pass the 50% mark and on our way to being fully funded at $220,000. If you're ready to make your pledge, there's 20 of our colleagues on the phones right now. 15 of the lines are full. That is beautiful, but that means four lines are open. So do not think you're holding anybody up. Any pledge in any amount is welcome. They'd love to talk with you, and they're there. They're ready to take your call. So 888-291-8000 or online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you'd like a real convenient way to do it, one way is to just text the word Catholic to the number 24365. If you text the word Catholic to 24365, that'll get you where you need to go to make your pledge or your gift right now. As we come in, as I said, into the last 90 minutes of our big summer pledge drive, where we're hoping to be fully funded to continue to do this for the next 3 months.
And I want to say some thank yous to people because they are helping us get closer to our goals. We will be needing some larger gifts. Now, every gift counts, whether it's large or small, but we will be needing some larger gifts given the short amount of time we have in order to make progress. So if you've been thinking about making a gift, especially if you've been thinking about making a larger gift, now's the time we really need to hear from you, because we're into the last 90 minutes of this on-air pledge drive. And so this is the time we need to hear from you. And some people have been helping us out and making larger gifts. I want to say a thank you to Mark from Texas, who gave over $1,000 as a one-time gift. Also, Andrew from Wisconsin, who made a $300 a month gift. So that adds up to $3,600,
wow,
which is also almost enough to get into our founder circle, which is our highest giving society. If you make a one-time donation of $5,000 or something monthly that totals up to $5,000 in a year, which I think is like $418 a month, then you're in our highest level giving society. And there are benefits associated with that, including getting to come to our complimentary to our annual founder circle retreat, where we bring people in and we talk to them about what we're doing behind the scenes. We ask for their feedback, because we really do take the views and the creativity of our supporters seriously and incorporate it into helping guide the ministry to make it even more effective and reach more souls for Christ in the future. So if you're able to make a larger donation, whether it's one like $84 a month or a one-time gift of $1,000 that would entitle you to join the President's Club, or I think it's $418 a month, or $5,000 one-time donation would enable you to join the Founders Circle. And if you're already making a donation and you can just increase the amount, let's say you're already giving $300, if you want to give an extra $120, that would take you up to the Founders Circle level. So it's your total amount of giving in the year that qualifies you for those societies. But we are making progress, and so thank you very much. We will need additional generosity from additional people in order to be able to make it all the way there.
Eight lines open right now. I'm going to let Jimmy go back to answering questions, but let me give out the number so we can maybe fill up those eight lines. Eight calls would fill up the lines right now. 888-291-8000. Now we go to Aurora, Colorado, where Alfredo is watching on YouTube. Alfredo, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. Hey, Jimmy. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the subgenre of sci-fi called cyberpunk.
Oh, sure.
Actually, there's in this kind of future, swap out like parts for artificial ones for all sorts of reasons, like personal, like some people do it for enhancement, and sometimes it's necessary for like disabilities. But my question is, assuming it is morally wrong to cut off a healthy member of your body, since we are made in the image and likeness of God, would it be unfair to give the disabled person a artificial limb that is superior to a human one, and to deny a healthy person that limb? And in conjunction with this, if it is morally wrong, would that apply to, let's say, a skilled surgeon who could really benefit from the extreme precision of an artificial limb?
Okay, so the first thing I would address is the idea that the removal of a body part that's healthy is immoral on the grounds that we're made in the image of God. Now, there's a truth there, but it's not, we don't want to envision the image of God as being the shape of our body. It's not like if you could see God's spiritual essence, he would have two arms and two legs and a nose and things like that. That's not what the image of God in man is. the current scholarship on what the image of God is would not only not identify it with our physical shape, but it would identify it instead with our ability to represent God to creation. So we, you know, God created a material world and he appointed us as his representative, effectively his viceroy. You know, if you have a king in a kingdom, but he appoints a viceroy to rule on his behalf, then in some region of his kingdom, let's say, then the viceroy is representing the king to that part of his kingdom. Well, all of creation is God's kingdom. And we humans are the creature that represents God to earth. That's what he created us for. He gave us dominion over the earth. He wants us to rule it in his behalf and to treat it well and care for it like a good ruler would. So that's the sense in which we're God's image, according to current scholarship, because the image of the king was regarded as a substitute for the king. And that's what we are. We're a substitute for God in the management of this part of God's creation. Now, that means we have a special dignity, but we shouldn't be overly attached to the exact shape of our body. What the church has said is that we should not mutilate our bodies, meaning we shouldn't unnecessarily make changes in them, such as, you know, lopping off somebody's hand. You know, if I broke into the studio and took a machete and lopped off Cy Kellett's right hand, that would make it harder for him to push the button when he needs to answer a phone call.
That's the last thing we need.
Yeah, and so that would be wrong. But there could be good reasons I would need to chop off Cy's hand. Like, let's say we're on an island, we're stranded on an island together, and Cy has gotten gangrene in his right hand. And if I don't chop off that right hand, that gangrene is going to spread up his arm and kill him. So in that situation, there is a reason to chop off the hand, because the hand is posing a threat to Cy overall. Well, what the church has not yet done is addressed the issue of upgrades, because until recently, we haven't really had a lot of effective upgrades. And so so I would say it's an open question, theologically, under what circumstances could you replace a healthy body part with an upgraded body part? And I can imagine people taking different positions on that. And I'm pretty sure that as this technology becomes more feasible, there will be serious thought given to it, for example, at the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, and they will be very cautious about it. And for multiple reasons, not only because of what you're doing to an individual, but because of what you could be doing to society by upgrading people. And it could, you know, especially in the beginning, since we're not living in a technological utopia like Star Trek, only the rich would be able to afford upgrades. And consequently, you could get an enhancement of class divisions, of an upper class that's elite and upgraded versus a lower class that is scrounging by with their bare biologicals and gets discriminated against. And so there could be negative consequences not only for the individuals, but for society as a whole. And that's going to be a big concern here. But I don't think the legwork has been done for the church to address this doctrinally in any substantial way at this point. It's currently allowing moral theologians to think about these questions, and as these technologies become more practical, there will be more thought given to them, and ultimately the church will address them in an authoritative way. I will say that we have some things, even now, that are slight upgrades. The men in my family often get cataracts at a preternaturally early stage of life. And so I had cataracts in both eyes. I was legally blind for a month before I could get the first cataract surgery. And when I had my cataracts taken out, they replaced the lenses in my eyes with brand new artificial lenses that will never cloud. So I've got better lenses in my eyes now than I did originally. Also, the lenses they put in my eyes are UV resistant. So I actually have a minor superpower of not having to wear UV resistant glasses as much as a normal person would. So I could join the Legion of Substitute Heroes, and if Color Kid's powers ever go berserk and he starts throwing off a lot of UV radiation, I would be better able to deal with that than a normal person. And that's a little bit of an upgrade. But in my case, it was justified because my biological lenses were no longer functional because of the cataracts. Whether and in what circumstances you could replace something with an upgrade that is functional is yet to be determined.
Alfredo, thanks very, very much for the call. Hey, we are coming into we're approaching the last hour. We've got about an hour and 20 minutes left in our summer pledge drive. We've almost gotten it under $100,000 gap between now or what we have in and what it would take to be fully funded. So let's try to maybe, if you could help us out, work on that in the next few minutes, that would be great. We're going to take a very quick break coming up. So this is a perfect time to call. And it's also a perfect time to call because every single phone line is open. 16 of our colleagues have processed a whole lot of calls in the last few minutes, and now they are ready to take your call. So maybe you have not given to Catholic Answers before, and you're ready to come in at that $10 a month level and join our Society 315. We've got a lot of benefits at that $10 level to encourage new first-time donors, including getting the Halo app premium edition for a full year free, getting the Society 315 t-shirt, a Catholic Answers car magnet, a coupon code for the Catholic Answers shop, and then all kinds of other benefits that come to you throughout the course of the year because we really want you to be a member of Society 315. Maybe you could make that call right. Plus, there's a match for any new one-time donor. So perfect time to call. And if you haven't been a donor before, haven't been a monthly donor, 888-291-8000. You can get that started right now in just moments because so many lines are open right now. 888-291-8000. If you can come in at the $20 level, all that applies. All the matches that are available right now apply. And you get the book, The Eucharist is Really Jesus, from Joe Heschmeyer, the brand new book from Joe, and Trent's Persuasive Pro-Life, the new post-Roe versus Wade version, that's at the $20 a month level. So you'll be a member of Society 315 and then get all of that at the $20 a month level. Maybe you could do $45 a month or more, and then we'll add in Defending the Saints, the online course in our Catholic Answers School of Apologetics from Carla Broussard. We'd love you to have all of it. And especially those of you who are, you'd be a new donor. You haven't been part of the Catholic Answers family. Lines are open right now. Perfect time to make that call. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin is our guest this hour. Next hour, Tim Staples will be our guest. Both hours are open forum, and you are welcome to call if you have a question. You certainly don't have to be Catholic to call, but anybody can call 888-318-7884. Haven't been giving out that number very much because it's really important that we give out the pledge number today. We're coming into our last hour and 15 minutes of our pledge drive. We've got a long way to go to be fully funded. In moments, if there are enough calls, we should be able to get it under $100,000 gap. Just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. If you're ready to make your pledge, there's six lines open right now.
And I want to say a special thank you to Jeannie from Louisiana, who has made a $1,000 donation, and Dan from California, who's made a $1,200 donation, and also Carl from Texas, who's made a $1,000 donation. Welcome to the President's Club, all three of you, and thank you and everybody else who's called and made donations and is helping us get closer to making our goals.
Thank you all, to all of you. I also want to thank there's calls from Canada, Australia, the UK, both Scotland and England today. So that's wonderful to see the international. I don't know if they're calls, actually. They may have done that online, which you can do anywhere in the world at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But just wanted to say thanks, real quick thanks, to our international donors. I'll let you know when we get this under $100,000. Seven lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Back to the other phone line we go. We'll go to Maria in Minnesota, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Maria, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
So I've seen Jimmy's video on dowsing, and mm-hmm. I was just wondering,
Maria, I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm not exactly sure what happened. You want to give it one more try, Maria? We'll see if we can hear it, and if not, I'll read what I've got.
So I'm calling because I've seen Jimmy's video on dowsing, and mm-hmm. I was just wondering, isn't that still divining? Because
is it still inadequate? Yep.
It's still an inadequate mean of getting information?
Well, that's the question. Now, there are lots of things. We have to remember what divination is. And what Maria is referring to, I did a two-parter on the subject of dowsing on Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World recently. For people who'd like to look them up, it's episode 246 and episode 247. So you can get to them by going to mysterious.fm/246 and mysterious.fm/247. Dowsing is not divination. What dowsing classically attempts to do is find out where something is, like where is water on my property, or where is a good place to drill an oil well, or where is this missing person. And as a result, it's not really typically asking about the future. It's a form of what's known as, if assuming it works, or at least what it's reported to be, is a form of real-time psi. That is, psychic functioning that gives you information about the present. Where is the water? Where is the oil? Where is the missing person? And as a result, it is not divination. Divination is unlawful attempts to find out about the future. And dowsing is not an attempt typically to find out about the future. It's an attempt to find out something about the present. Now, Maria raised a question, if I understood her correctly, of, well, is it reliable? And would it be wrong for that reason? Well, there are differences of opinion about whether dowsing or any psychic functioning works. And there have been studies done to try to settle that question. But if it turns out that something doesn't work, whether it's a psychic power or a medical procedure or a piece of computer code, well, if it doesn't work, then you shouldn't use it. But on the other hand, if it works or works well enough to make it useful, whether, you know, like some medical procedures, they don't work all the time, but they work enough to make them useful, or a piece of computer code may not work for everything, but it may work enough to make it useful. If the same thing was true about dowsing, then it would go in the same category. And so that's a scientific question. It's not a theological question. If something does not work enough to make it useful, well, then you shouldn't use it. That's the moral aspect of the question. But the question of does it work enough to make it useful, that's a scientific question. And I don't know, Maria, if you heard both of the episodes I did, but if you listen to the second episode where I really go into analysis mode, this is episode 247, I was surprised when I discovered this in the research. The Catholic Church does not really have a problem with dowsing In fact, in the 1940s, the then Holy Office, now the Doctrine, for, the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, gave permission for priests to be dowsers in scientific experiments. They didn't want priests doing every kind of dowsing that exists, but they didn't have a problem. They explicitly said, we're not talking about scientific experiments. Even priests can do that. And there are no restrictions on what kind of dowsing lay people can do. And the Holy See reportedly, I mean, Pope Pius XI gave his apostolic blessing to a society of French dowsers. And they even used a dowser in the scavi, the excavations under the Vatican itself. So it can be kind of surprising for folks to hear that. But if you want to hear more about that, check out mysterious.fm/247.
Maria, thank you so much for the call. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest next hour. Tim will be with us. I told you I'd tell you when we got under $100,000 as our funding gap, and we just did. We're down. We passed it in the last few minutes, and it's now $97,700. Roughly, that's an approximation. $97,700 to be fully funded, and we've got about 68 minutes to do that. So great time to pick up the phone and call. 10 lines are open, 888-291-8000. You can tell by the size of that gap that we, in order to be fully funded, we will need some larger gifts. There are folks who are able to do that. And often we have met with extraordinary kindness and generosity when we've faced these kind of gaps. Perhaps today is a day like that. Maybe you are someone who can help us to close that gap with one of those $1,000, $2,000, maybe even $5,000 gifts, 888-291-8000, or you can go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Why don't we take another call real quick before the end of the hour? It'll be a short one.
All right, good. We'll go to Miguel in Texas, watching on YouTube. Miguel, thanks for calling. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my call. So Jimmy, I have a question. What's the difference between a dogma and a doctrine?
Okay, this is a question we get a lot, and the answer is fairly straightforward. A doctrine, from the Latin word doctrina, just means a teaching. So anything that the church officially teaches is a doctrine. That's different than theology. Theology is a matter of opinion. But if it's a doctrine, that means the church officially teaches it. So what's a dogma? A dogma is a subset of doctrine. Within the realm of all the things the church teaches, there are different levels of authority. And some doctrines have been taught infallibly. These are infallible doctrines. Dogma is a subset of the infallible doctrines, because sometimes what the church will do is not only infallibly teach something, it will infallibly teach that it has been divinely revealed. So that's what a dogma is. It's something the church has infallibly taught to be divinely revealed. So if you think about it, you got an outer circle of theology, which is just opinion. You have a narrower circle of doctrine, which is things the church officially teaches. You have a narrower circle of infallible doctrine, and you have a still narrower circle of dogma, which is things the church has infallibly taught to be divinely revealed. I talk about this and a lot more in my book, Teaching with Authority. And Miguel, if you can hold, we'll get your address and send you a free copy of Teaching with Authority. And it's only due to the generosity of listeners like you that we're able to do things like that. We are able to stay here on the air. We're able to send out copies of resources to people that they could help, you know, beyond what we're able to just say on the air. It's extremely important that we hear from you. We're not going to be taking another call this hour. So we have a few minutes before calls start up again with Tim in the next hour. That means you won't miss anything. So it's another great time to call. We currently have 13 of our colleagues who are sitting at their desks with open lines waiting to hear from you. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you won't be missing anything. We do need to hear from you. We do need to receive some larger gifts. And thank you so much for your generosity and your assistance in us getting towards our goals. Let's light up the phones.
Light them up now, 888 888- 888-291-8000. I got to say, that was a delightful hour. Just really, it's just so, I feel so grateful, and I want to say thank you that so many people picked up the phone and called, got us under a $100,000 gap, heading towards 90, hopefully soon, and we'll do our very best in the last hour coming up. Jimmy, thank you for just a great hour.
Thanks, I tell it.
All right, perfect time to call, as Jimmy said. About 10 lines open, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are going to need some of those larger gifts, but every bit helps. 888-291-8000.